This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It is time to figure out how you are winning off the field. You can call us at 800-636-1067 to let us know. But I'll lead this show.
Yeah.
I got to tell you guys.
We got to do it, buddy.
I don't even want to mention this because it just feels like we're bragging. And I don't want to feel so braggadocious and boastful.
Here's the thing. This time it is a bit of a brag.
But I'm about to go full junkies on you.
By God. Grant Bickle, go.
We were hired to work at 106.7 The Fan at different points in time. I got hired in July of 2009. The station flipped that month. I was brought in as a part-timer making a few bucks an hour to help Chris Russell, our then Redskins beat reporter, as the assistant to the beat reporter.
Assistant to the regional beat reporter.
Yeah. July of 2009, final year of Jim Zorn. I did a little Wizards coverage at that time leading up to the draft.
I forgot that you did that.
I did.
Reporting live from, it was the Verizon Center at that point?
It was the Verizon Center.
Reporting live from the Verizon Center. Grant Paulson, 106.7 The Fan. I remember those.
The only reason I'm telling you this is because we're coming up on what would be my 16th year, I guess.
We're in year 16, dude.
Year 16 at the station.
Mm-hmm.
Danny, when were you hired?
In November of that year, I did my first shift with Holden Kushner, doing part-time, nighttime, fill-in, whatevers. I'd done a video or two that had gone, you know, viral-ish or whatever among the then Redskins kind of fan community. The Junks had me on the day before Thanksgiving. Brett was kind enough to let me, I begged to come on. He was like, yeah, that's fine. These guys are going to be checked out at like 9:40 on a Wednesday. And I did a segment with them, and Jason never looked up from his computer. EB asked me a couple questions. I got a couple laughs. And our boss said, hey, do you want to come in and, like, you know, do an hour or 2 hours after the Wizards play or after the Capitals play or the Nationals play? And I said, yes. So that was it. Winter of 2009.
I've had a great time at 106.7 The Fan.
I've enjoyed it.
It's been a good run, and hopefully it goes a little bit longer.
Sure.
We've got perks with this job occasionally that have been really, really cool. I don't want to besmirch or downplay anything. We've been very, very lucky with some cool opportunities to go to amazing events and cover championship series and in my case, you know, cool car deals with Lindsay and all this great stuff.
Sure.
I've got to tell you that as a fact, maybe the greatest thing that's ever happened to me since I started working at 106.7 The Fan happened today. I got here to Pupatella Pizza.
Uh-huh.
I plopped down in my chair. I started preparing the show rundown well before we went on the air. And one of the owners of this here operation,
our guy Michael,
who has shown us nothing but hospitality, Michael comes over to me, and he has a gift. This gift, Danny, is a VIP card that is heavy. Okay,
there's weight to it.
It weighs about as much as what I like a paperback book. Just a small card, looks like a black piece of plastic. If I dropped it, you would hear it clink.
Okay? You hear that sound?
That was the clink.
That's the card.
This card in my hand is a VIP card to Pupatella Pizza.
Yep.
It gets me $150 worth of food every single day. Yeah, it's the craziest, dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Now,
every single day, for as long as I'm alive, which because of this card will only be a few more weeks, this gets me $150 in meals. I could just eat pizzas until the cows come home. I told my wife this, and for the first time in a long time, I could hear life in her voice again. Like, she's like, This is why I married this,
this
person.
This was the hope.
All the other stuff sucks. This was the hope. When you latch on to whatever this is, you might get something cool once in a while. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the greatest moment of my time at 106.7 The Fan.
Listen to this. Here we go.
Are you That's a VIP?
I am. I'm number 110. You're 109. I don't know which is better. I just know that we're both VIPs. I got to tell you, I was like legitimately moved by this.
I cried.
I teared up a little.
I cried.
Thinking about pizza, but B, thinking about someone being like, that guy's worth it. Like the whole deal, and now I'm getting a little sappy for a second. I'm getting a little Chuck Sapienza with you.
Odyssey has never done anything this nice for us.
They got it. That's not true. The one time they made us take care of a plant.
That's a good point.
Wasn't that nice where they gave you a box with a plant that was already almost dead?
We got a plant.
And said, do that. And I was like, if you could just give me the $4.99, I'd have been happier. Anyway, the point is, when I got my notification that you helped set up from Greg Ritchie, head baseball coach at the George Washington University, that I was getting to the Hall of Fame, that was a really amazing moment for me. Obviously, the honor is really cool, but it was the fact that somebody thought about me. You know what I mean? Like 20 years after I was done playing, they were like, "This what this guy has done is worth discussion. Whether I got it or not, someone's advocating for me." Listen to this. That's the sound of someone giving a damn about me.
Yeah.
Old Rainey Douye, not just flapping his gums into the wind.
It's just
not
what
just
we need,
arguing
by the way.
With Grant Paulson. This means something, and that means something to me. I got a VIP card, sir.
Now they have pizzas. Don't worry.
Yeah.
With us being co-pair aficionados.
Yeah.
So we'll have to be very smart about this.
We'll be judicious.
Yes. We'll be smart. But Danny, come on.
Come on.
come on. Pizza, meatballs.
Pupatella. Buddy.
Every single day.
Our guy, Zach,
I'm
going to
be bleeding. You're going to cut me open, and I'm going to bleed Pupatella.
I want to tell you something. This thing they just brought out to us. So if you've been to the fairgrounds, had your funnel cake. I want you to imagine the world's greatest pizza dough, just sort of thin, wrapped up, fried, dipped in sugar and Nutella. And you're going, Danny, what does that taste like, Joy? Danny, but what is it? What's the essence of it? Hope and belief. It's like eating tomorrow if you knew it was going to be great weather. I want to bathe this. I want to be inside of it, but
you
I want to
bathe it or
wanna,
bathe in it.
I want to bathe
you
in this.
You want to scrub it and clean it.
I want to use it to clean my pores.
Yeah.
This is one of the greatest things I've ever eaten in my life.
Any hoodles, quite a day for your guys.
Any hoods, that's a VIP. Thank you, Bruce.
Yeah.
Miss you, pal.
Long-winded, long-trip way of saying
winning
this
off
has
the
been
field.
The greatest day in show history.
VIPs.
With all apologies to the Capitals winning a Stanley Cup and the Nationals winning a World Series. Pupatella VIPs.
Pupatella VIPs. I have a World Series ring. It's in second place.
We're Hall of Famers.
Both of us Hall of Famers. Yeah. That's the only show where you could say that.
Pupatella VIPs.
Pupatella VIPs.
On my business card, it'll say Grant Paulson, Pupatella VIP, also works at 106.7 The Fan.
I'm going to change my Twitter profile right now.
That's a good idea.
Yep.
G&D on The Fan. The Beltway Blitz is next. We'll be covering the teams in town you care the most about. We're busy today. The Commanders, the Capitals, and the NFL draft.
Winning off the field.